also, little known fact, Melissa McCarthy.
That's not a little known fact. She was I have to explain what's going on.
I'm not looking at you, but I saw that you got up for a second.
So those of you on level 13 who are currently listening to the after show, I am so sorry. I'm sharing a cable between that and Don't Do Disney, and I forgot to plug the cable back in, the sound cable to the recorder that records the after show. So that first, you haven't missed much. We're only a couple of minutes after the show.
Need me to send you the recording?
No, because I have to edit all of this stuff tomorrow morning. So no, I don't have enough time to search for it. They didn't miss much. Literally, all I said was I hated the ending to the Gilmore Girls, and that was it. So that's all missed.
You did tell everyone the meaning of life, but they can. Shh, I mean,
that's not supposed to. Lauren Graham is supposedly a nasty person. Aw, that makes me sad. That makes me sad that Lauren Graham is a nasty person. One of the funniest cameos in Gilmore Girls was they were interviewing people in line, and one of the people waiting in line was the actress that played her daughter in Parenthood. So she was there with her daughter from Gilmore Girls, and they were talking to the girl that played her daughter in Parenthood.
I've also never seen Parenthood.
I loved Parenthood. I love that show. It's on Hulu, and I don't currently have Hulu right now, because after I finished watching all 7 seasons of Gilmore Girls, well, 8 seasons of Gilmore Girls, I was like, I think I want to rewatch Parenthood. And turns out, no, Adam, it's on Hulu, and I don't have Hulu.
No.
I can't watch Parenthood. I mean, I could buy it on Amazon, I guess, but I'll just wait. There will be something on Hulu later. Like, maybe Love, Simon will come back to Hulu.
Maybe. Or you could just sign up for a Hulu subscription and watch it.
But that doesn't fit into my pattern, Adam.
I know, but you can afford $10.
It's not a matter of affording it. It's a matter of we only carry 3 streaming services at a time, and then
I get it.
We drop one and pick up
another. That's an asinine rule, but I get it.
We're about to pick up HBO Max, I think is the next one we're going to pick up. So we're probably going to drop Paramount Plus, and then we'll pick up HBO. The thing with Paramount Plus, they keep coming out with new Star Treks. And it's like, I don't want to cancel it while they have new Star Treks on.
That's how they get you. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make 15 new Star Trek shows, and we're going to release them one at a time throughout the year.
I know. That's smart. Smarter than that. It keeps me. But at one point, I will drop them, and then I'll go to HBO Max. And then probably when Love, Simon comes on, I'll probably go back to Hulu for a month. Maybe I can watch all of Parenthood in a month. I don't know.
It's Parenthood. Did you ever watch Brothers and Sisters?
I loved Brothers and Sisters.
With Sally Field. Is Parenthood anything like Brothers and Sisters?
It is. It's very similar. The difference is that instead of Sally Field, you have, what's his name? Coach. What was his name? The guy that played Coach.
Oh, yeah. He's also on Young Sheldon.
Yeah, right he's on now. Young Sheldon. Yeah.
I can't remember his name. But I know who you're talking about.
He's the patriarch of the family.
Okay.
So, and Lauren Graham is the oldest sister. And then Peter Krause, remember Peter Krause from 6 Feet Under? What's his name? Son? John Ritter's son?
Michael Ritter? No, that's not his name. What's his name?
Yeah, he's in a lot of things. But yeah, he's in that show.
Yeah, he had his own show for a couple of seasons that Mark and I liked, but it got canceled. And he also, little known fact.
Yes.
He was in this show called Joan of Arcadia.
I remember Joan of Arcadia.
And he was in a wheelchair.
Yep.
He was her brother.
The other thing from Parenthood is that it was where we first met Miles Heiser.
I probably should know who that is, but I don't.
You might have recognized him off of a episode of Drag Race where he was a judge. Well, he couldn't make the show. He just sent a cardboard cutout of himself to that show, but he was on it. He was definitely on it.
Okay.
Miles Heiser, Adam, is a... he's an actor. He was in that... What's that Netflix show?
There are a lot of Netflix 13 shows.
13 Reasons Why? The suicide one?
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that either.
But okay. The thing is that he started on Parenthood as a much younger child. So you could kind of tell that he was family. And then, you know, later when he became, you know, an older teen, he came out. So he's an openly gay actor. And so he's part of our family.
Cool. Maybe I should watch Parenthood.
You should watch Parenthood.
Dax Shepard is also in Parenthood.
Yes, Dax Shepard is. You are correct. He is in Parenthood. He was one of the sons. I really liked Parenthood. Now I'm debating on whether... Let's see. I have to
run. You can't break your rule.
No, but here's what I have to do. I have to decide whether buying the seasons on Amazon is cheaper than how long I would have to subscribe to YouTube, to Hulu, to actually watch them all. Because there's absolutely nothing else on Hulu that I would want to watch right now. Like, Hulu is just, there's nothing on Hulu that I want to watch.
I don't know a lot about it. I don't know most of their original content. We did watch Little Fires Everywhere, and we enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. It's got Reese Witherspoon and I want to say Kerry Washington. Yeah, Kerry Washington, the lady from Scandal.
Yeah, I know who she is. I just posted I didn't know who Miles Heiser was in the chat room, so I posted a picture of Miles Heiser.
Ah, okay. I'll look in a moment. I'm actually working on getting the files ready for you.
He's you know, generic twink.
Because that's what you do. Since you have to edit it in the morning, I don't want to, in a drunken stupor, fall asleep on my ottomans over here and forget to post something. So. I
know. That would be bad. Especially after you've had, like, you know, a bottle and a half of Moscato.
I'm only about halfway through the bottle. Well... two-thirds of the way through the bottle. So, we'll see what that hangover is like. Actually, I don't feel anything yet, so.
Well, there you go.
Usually, I don't know what the alcohol percentage in this is, but normally when we have a wine pairing with a meal, mm-hmm. by the end of the meal, I'm feeling buzzed. Mm-hmm. And I figure a wine pairing is no more than a bottle of wine.
You know, so.
Four courses.
I was watching a video tonight of somebody. Well, there's a whole bunch of people on The Wonder, and I've been watching a lot of videos on The Wonder. And so there's things that I need to tell you about The Wonder.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you're watching all these videos.
No, I'm not. I watched one, but then I thought, well, I don't want to spoil everything, you know.
So the thing I need to tell you about The Wonder is that the doors don't close. So that is a common thread in at least four different series of videos where your cabin door won't just automatically latch shut. It kind of doesn't make it to the latch. So it closes, but it doesn't close all the way. So
okay.
You have to be obsessive about pulling your door shut when you leave your cabin.
Okay.
Secondly, the bathroom door doesn't have a latch. It uses magnets, very strong magnets, to hold the door shut.
Okay.
So when you shut the bathroom door, it makes a very loud clanking noise because it's a metal door slamming up against a metal frame with magnets. So when you close your bathroom door, it's like whack. And on at least two of the videos that I saw, when they were doing the tour of their cabin, you could hear the bathroom doors slamming shut from the adjacent cabins. That's how loud it was. Like you could hear, like, you'll know when your neighbors are using the restroom.
They're taking a shit.
Or peeing, whatever. But when they're going into the restroom, you'll know it because their door will slam and make noise and you'll hear it.
I mean, these are the kinds of things I will need to know as a travel agent. Mm-hmm. He'll say, you know, if you're really obsessive about the noise of a door slamming, you may not want to go on the Wonder of the Seas.
It's true. It's true, Adam. It's true.
There's
also no Broadway show.
That's okay. It doesn't bother me.
All right, cool. They do have the largest wind jammers in the fleet. They've it's double the size of even our wind jammers on the Ovation, which is quite large. So it's they've done that. They've added a TV up above the pools. So you'll enjoy that. I really enjoyed that on the Dream, the Disney Dream, was the TV out by the pool, because at night we would go and sit out on the...
I mean, but don't they all have those large screens now out by the pool?
I don't know. Apparently they
are. Isn't that just a thing? Because, yeah, I mean, every cruise I've been on so far, that has been a thing. Although I hear the one on the Wonder of the Seas is like the largest in the fleet or something, largest screen.
There are people on the, if you have a balcony room that faces Central Park instead of an ocean view balcony room, the TV will be loud enough and bright enough for it to, so when you're sitting out on your balcony, you're going to hear the TV and see the lights, right? You won't see the TV itself, but it'll be coming up over the roof. And so people that have those balconies are kind of upset because there's just noise going on their balcony until 1 a.m. They can't. They don't get the ocean balcony experience of sitting out on your balcony and all you hear are waves, right?
But you knew that. You selected a balcony that's not facing the ocean. So... I mean,
okay.
What are you going to do? People are just looking for things to go. These are probably all Twitter people.
Yeah, probably.
That are complaining Twitter people do.
I feel like people have to say bad things to prove to you that they're not just shills or whatever. So could be that as well. All right. So here's the thing is, I was watching a lot of Wonder videos. And I'm like, wait, why am I doing Adam's research for him? I have my own cruise that I'm going to be going on. I should be watching Ovation videos. So I was watching an Ovation video tonight. What are you doing?
I'm trying to hear if this is the right. Oh. Are you hearing that?
Yeah, I was hearing it. But yeah, there was, so I was watching some Ovation videos and, yeah, it's a very pretty ship. I'm looking forward to our especially because I'm getting that 2-bedroom suite.
Well, it's only one class down from the Wonder. So a lot of the stuff that's on the Wonder is also on the Ovation.
Yeah, my 2-bedroom suite that I'll be getting.
Yeah.
Because I'm manifesting.
Have you got an email confirming that got it?
No, but I'm manifesting it, Adam. I'm manifesting my 2-bedroom suite.
So what are you going to do if you get a 2-bedroom suite? What are you going to do? Are you going to have, sex in one bedroom one night and then a different one the other night? And then, or are you going to have a sex bedroom and then just a sleeping bedroom? Or, what will you do in each of the bedrooms?
Well, you're bringing sound equipment so we can record the show in one bedroom. We're going to be,
that's true.
We're going to be on the cruise for 2 Friday nights. So, 2 Fridays.
No, just 1 Friday night. We'll be off the ship by noon on the next Friday.
We'll be at a hotel, though. Friday night.
That's true.
After we go to dinner with Mike.
If that happens. Are they flaky? I feel like they're flaky. I feel like the gayish boys could be flaky.
Oh, my God.
So should we really get our hopes up that they're actually going to have, Mike is actually going to have dinner with us? Because
I changed my flights, Adam.
I will say something.
Yeah.
These gayish boys have come to 2 different Pride 48s in Vegas.
Yeah.
They were the hosts of the first year that they came.
Okay.
And now this wasn't Mike. This was Kyle. But Kyle couldn't even get his ass out of bed to come to the breakfast one morning. Did I say Vegas? New Orleans is what I meant.
New Orleans, yeah. I don't think they've ever been to Vegas.
No, they haven't.
They may have gone to Vegas.
They've never been to a Vegas Pride 48.
Right.
Kyle couldn't even be bothered to come to one of the breakfasts. So, and they just would randomly show up for things or not, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know if Kyle is any indication of what Mike will be like. But we should have a plan B.
You know. I'm typing a message to Mike right now on the Gayish Discord here. Let's see. Hey, wanted to remind you that Adam and I will be returning from our cruise
2 months from now
on June 3rd. And you promised to go to dinner with us.
He's like, oh, I forgot I'm washing my hair that night.
We'll see. Returning. I spelled returning with two N's. What the fuck is that? I'm a Wordle champion. Why would I do that? Returning. All right. There you go. I sent up a message.
Oh, good. I'm gonna sign in right now to Royal Caribbean.
Oh, are you going to give us a countdown so that we know?
Yeah. Daniel, right now.
Yep, today.
You probably are 1 day less than me because it's past midnight.
It's 3 minutes past midnight, yes.
But we have 63 days to go.
63 days? That's insane, yeah. Adam. That is absolutely insane. You know, on the first day that we're on the ship, we need to make our extra dining reservations.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to do all that and figure out what we're doing each day, kind of map out, put a little spreadsheet together of events that we're going to do, you know. I think the app even has a way for you to put check marks next to things you want to do.
Yeah, probably. We'll check it out. But that was one thing that I heard from the Wonder is that people that had bought the dining package like tried to make dining reservations the first day they were on the ship and they were all sold out. Like they were all filled up. They couldn't get the restaurants that they wanted from the restaurants there. And then later it cleared up. I guess it was some snafu when they first did it. But that got me to think is like, yeah, we just need to make sure that we're right on that day one.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's you're going to do that day one. In fact, they'll tell you, like, line up, you know, and you can go to any of the restaurants and make reservations for all of the restaurants. Mm-hmm. You can also, in the main dining room, normally they have people set up to book reservations.
But there'll be a line there. Well, we're going to go find the most remote restaurant that nobody's at and have them. I think we can do it on the app, though. I think we'll be good. I'm really jazzed about this Solarium. The more and more I see the Solarium, I think I'm going to be spending a lot of time in the Solarium.
So before you said I'm jazzed about the Solarium, you said something else. And when you said Solarium, my brain completely forgot what you said.
I said we were going to go to some restaurant that was off the beaten path to make our reservations. Actually, I think we should be able to handle it on the app.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you get your 2-bedroom suite, we'll have a concierge.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the concierge can make those reservations.
Exactly. We
just go to the concierge and say, "Hey,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Make sure we snap our fingers because isn't that what Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew do?
They love it.
Butler,
they love it. It's like service personnel love it when you snap your fingers at them.
We need a reservation ASAP. Thank you.
We need to be, you don't understand. I don't care that it's sold out. We need to be able to eat at Chops.
Also, do they have Totino's pizza rolls? Because that is what we want as our appetizer.
I want to eat at Chops because I love a steakhouse. I want to eat at that Wonderland place.
Yep. I definitely want to eat at Wonderland and I want to eat at Jamie Oliver.
Yeah. That was my third one. So I think we're good. Those are the three that we're going to, did you get the three or did you get all week?
I got three because you got three. Yeah, okay. I believe I got three. Also because for instance, Chops.
Yeah.
I've eaten at Chops.
Oh.
Because in the last Royal Caribbean, that ship also had a
Chops. Yeah, that is a thing that they have.
So I'm kind of considering, I don't know if I'll do it because I'm sure you and Zach probably wouldn't be interested in this. Maybe you will. But I'm considering doing the chef's table one of the nights because I like, you know, the chef comes out, you know, it's a small table.
Yeah.
They serve you.
Where did you see this?
Like seafood.
I don't know anything about this. Where do I even see this? Did you get an email invite to this? Kind of like I got an email invite to...
No, all the Royal Caribbean ships have a chef's table. And it's a special dining experience where the chef prepares a meal, like a 5-course, 6-course meal. And I don't know, it's like $100 per person or something.
Yeah.
And it's a selected by the chef. And I haven't looked to see if there's a package, but I'm almost certain because it's available on the Wonder. So I don't know why it wouldn't be available on Ovation.
Do you think we could talk him into coming to our 2-bedroom suite and doing the chefs?
No, it's not just you. The chef doesn't, it's not just you. It's you and 20 other people that have also booked the chef's table.
20 of your closest friends?
Yeah, it's not just you. It's you go in a room, like a conference room, and they have a table set up.
I do love eating in a conference room. That is what I love.
I mean, that's what it looked like on the ship that we were on, but
I feel like we were talking about on the Disney podcast tonight, we were talking about why the Magic Kingdom has such shitty restaurants. And what was I going to say? I was going to make a point here. Oh, about theming. I feel that a really cool themed restaurant covers up for a lot of mediocre food.
Yeah, it can.
It's like if I'm in a restaurant, in a Wonderland restaurant, and it's got big oversized chairs and, you know, the waiters have stupid hats and weird ties and they come out and it's all Alice in Wonderland themed and it's fun and it's unique. I'm not going to care so much that the, you know, food tastes like banquet chicken or whatever. I mean, it's still serviceable. It's still good.
I like the fact, and this is just the glutton in me, but I like the fact that on cruises, even in the restaurants, if you like more, because I'm always someone that looks at the menu and goes, oh my God, there are like 3 different things on here that I like.
Yes.
And on the cruise, you can order all 3 of those things.
Yeah.
And I love that. It's like you're at a buffet, but you're not. You're getting served at a table.
I found it. The chef's table dinner is available for $80.99 per guest.
Yeah, and they just, the chef selects, I mean, you know, and you can tell them if you have allergies or...
If you enjoy gourmet fare paired with the finest of wines, then dining at Chef's Table is an absolute must. Located in an intimate conference room, this private, your Epicurean experience is up to 8 people. Treats you to a 5-course...
It doesn't say conference room. It says exclusive setting.
Conference room. Treats you to a 5-course upgraded menu and wine tasting. Each course is carefully chosen for the occasion, accompanied by a presentation from the chef and sommelier.
Yeah. We liked it. We did it in our last...
Yeah, but you also drink white wine. I feel like the wine pairing is going to be all white.
Not saying specifically the wine that we liked. I'm saying we enjoyed the experience. Oh, well, I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm. Is this my birthday present? Are you buying Zach and I this for my birthday? Oh, that's so nice, Adam.
We were.
Yeah.
Sat with the most Trump, MAGA, Republican, conservative people.
Mm-hmm. This is what concerns me because we
that
will
were, ha, 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 Buffy, you know, whatever.
We will be in the minority of this of this 8 people. We will be like, yeah.
So that was the only thing. Mark reminded me of that because I said, "Do you want to do the chef's table on the Wonder?" Because they have it on the Wonder as well. And he said, "You know, I'm interested, but we were set with a bunch of Trump lovers in our last one, is, you know, and it was kind of uncomfortable."
I mean, I'm fine. If Zach wants to do it, I'm all in. I'll do it. I'll tell you the things that I'm not.
It doesn't interest you.
The thing that doesn't interest me about the wine, the wine is what is throwing me here because that's half the experience. And I just don't like white wine. I don't like cold wine. So it's just, it's a temperature thing. I just don't like cold wine.
Well, red wine doesn't pair with everything, Daniel. White wine goes with certain things, and red wine goes with
That's
certain
not true.
Things.
Red wine, different red, there's enough variation in red wine that there it can all pair with everything. But I've never
Maybe
actually,
you could tell them I only like red wine. You yeah, can give them special I requests.
I don't have to drink the wine. I could have them pair the iced tea with it. This is a... Yeah.
I'll just
peach
have a Diet Coke.
Glazed. This is a peach glazed salmon, and we have served with it a Lipton's peach iced tea.
I didn't realize you were such a white wine hater. What's wrong with white wine? What did white wine ever do to you?
White wine is the oppression of the...
There are plenty of people who like white wine.
Yeah, Adam, okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, show your privilege. Go ahead.
Even sophisticated people like white wine. I don't see what the problem is. Now, I am drinking, you know, basically trash can wine here. I understand. I'm drinking the Boone's Farm of wines. And look, I have no problem with it. I'm fine. Like, I don't get my self-worth out of what wine I drink. It's not a thing. I like the taste of it, you know? Mountain Dew and Boone's Farm. I'm good.
You don't think I like the taste of...
But I'm just saying, I feel... Well, no, the way you say it is like, white wine is for uneducated miscreants. Uh-huh. I only drink an aged red wine with an oaky finish or whatever. It's like, well, there's plenty of sophisticated people that drink white wine. There are expensive white wines out there.
Yes, but Adam, you should be drinking Pinot. You should be drinking a nice Pinot.
I don't like red wine.
I'm so into Pinot. I mean, it's like a thing with you.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a hard grape to grow, as you know, right? It's thin-skinned, temperamental, ripens early. It's, you know, it's not a survivor like Cabernet, which can just grow anywhere and thrive even when it's neglected. No, Pinot needs constant care and attention. You know, and in fact, it can only grow in these really specific little tucked away corners of the world. And only the most patient and nurturing of growers can do it, really. Only somebody really takes the time to understand Pinot's potential can then coax it into its fullest expression. And then, its flavors, they're just the most haunting and brilliant and thrilling and subtle and ancient on the planet.
There you go, Adam. That's...
Who is that? Who is that? The voice sounds so familiar, but I...
It's Paul Giamatti.
Okay.
That was from the movie Sideways.
Okay.
An entire movie about drinking Pinot Noir.
Okay. Red anyway. Wine, all the red wine I've ever had tastes like I'm drinking a cigar or
well, you know what?
Wood.
You know what, Adam? We are fortunate enough on our ship to have... a self-service wine bar that is included on our drinking package. So you can actually try a Pinot Noir at no cost to you. You can just try a Pinot Noir and see.
If there's any oakiness at all, I will not like it. I don't like the flavor of wood.
No, there's... I would say the predominant... All right, so keep in mind that every... red wine has its complexities. But I would say Pinot Noir, the hallmarks of Pinot Noir are more like dark cherry, fruity dark cherry kind of. So think of the complexity of a cherry, but not a sweet cherry, like not a sour cherry, but you know what I'm saying? Just like a cherry that has way more complexity to it than sweetness, right? That's kind of like a Pinot Noir. That's the hallmarks of a Pinot Noir. Now, there is a gamut of, you know, taste in Pinot Noirs from, you know, crap to, you know, almost cab-like. But just your average, everyday drinking Pinot you know, 10 or 12 bucks a bottle at a wine store, not at a restaurant. A restaurant would be $30 to $40 a bottle because, you know, they mark it up 300%. I don't know if you knew that, Adam. Anyway, the point is you should try a Pinot on our cruise. I think okay. You should try a Pinot on our cruise.
I'll try anything. I'm just, I may have a Pinot downstairs. People always give us wine when at Christmas and birthdays and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. In fact, this wine that I'm drinking was a gift.
And I wanna enjoy white wine. I really do. I just don't.
I want to enjoy red wine, and I drink it when we have wine pairings, but I think it tastes like a armpit. But,
okay. You know. So are we, I'll ask Zach about this chef's table.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about doing it, but I hadn't made up my mind yet. So
I'll see what he says. And if he wants to do it, I'll do it. And if he doesn't want to do it, then you can do it by yourself.
That's fine too.
I was trying to figure out.
I won't, because we'll probably do the chef's table on Wonder.
I was trying to figure out how I could find out what they're going to serve in the main dining room on each night.
Crap. No, I'm just kidding. That's good.
You know, because I don't want to schedule one of our dinner nights when they have something really good in the main dining room that I want to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. I think that was a change because for a long time, they would have a menu and they would serve everything every night.
So what?
I think they've made a change now that
they have that half the left half of the menu is stuff that is served every single night. So every single night in the dining room, you can get anything from the left-hand side of the menu. The right-hand side of the menu changes every night. So the right-hand side are the dishes that rotate around every night. But they have, you know, like the favorites, like French onion. You can get French onion soup any night. You can get, you know, prime rib any night. You can get, you know, whatever the other popular ones are that I can't think of right now. The mushroom ravioli or whatever. You can get that any night. But tonight we're going to do, you know, on the right hand side.
Mushroom ravioli, my favorite.
You don't like mushroom ravioli?
Mushroom ravioli. That's so specific and not something I've seen on a menu ever. Mushroom ravioli? Like mushroom ravioli.
I just saw that on the
I've seen a cheese ravioli. I've seen a raviolo with an egg yolk in it. I've seen, you know, a ravioli with bolognese. I don't think I've ever seen a mushroom ravioli before.
I literally just saw it on a menu. That was why it was top of my mind, because I just saw it on a menu at one of the restaurants. So it must be at Disney, because it was one of the restaurants that we were trying to decide which one to eat at for Zach's
birthday.
I mean,
I'm not saying it's never been done. I'm sure it has. It's just weird that you picked that out of every dish.
No, I
don't think that's a common.
I get
mushroom ravioli is not something you see on every menu.
Oh, no. It was, these are very exclusive restaurants that I'm talking about. So I mean, that sounds shitty. Not very exclusive restaurants. These are just expensive. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a,
oh, I know,
a restaurant that you would go for a special occasion, not like a day-to-day restaurant.
What is this? South Point Estate Pink Moscato.
Ugh. And by,
well, I like Moscato and I like the color pink. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Do you want to hear the menu, what's available for me on my birthday dinner?
Sure.
So we're going to Le Cellier, which is
Le Cellier.
And it's
Italian, French? What?
It's a steakhouse. It's the cellar. It's the wine cellar in Canada. So it's Le Cellier. It's the cellar. It's a very small restaurant. They have amazing steaks, and it's really hard to get a reservation there because it's such a small restaurant. And so I actually woke up at 6 a.m. 60 days prior to Sunday. So 60 days ago, I woke up at 6 a.m. and that's when they released the dining reservations, because you can only reserve stuff 60 days out. And they open up every morning at 6 a.m. So I woke up that morning, 6 a.m., in order to get this Le Cellier reservation. So let me tell you what's on the menu. Keep in mind, this is in the Canadian Pavilion there. So it's it's staffed by Canadians and
moose knuckle
cooked by Canadians, all that stuff. So for appetizers, we have our choice of Canadian cheddar cheese soup, which is a big hit, I hear. The shrimp and pork dumplings, a baby iceberg wedge salad. I love me a wedge salad, Adam. I love me a wedge salad, like a good wedge salad.
I don't. Because, what work? A wedge salad is literally, they cut a head of lettuce into four.
Yeah.
And they dump some blue cheese or something on top of it, and that's it.
Oh, but they drizzle it over and it gets
nothing else. There's maybe some bacon bits.
Yes, there's
but
bacon.
Nothing else. There's bacon and a fourth of a head of lettuce.
Oh, you're so wrong, Adam. You're so wrong. This has edamame, applewood smoked bacon, artisan blue cheese, buttermilk ranch, and crispy onions.
Okay, but it's still a head of it's a wedge of lettuce. I don't
see RT Cruiser agrees with me. Wedge salads are the best. Okay, the other choices I have for appetizers are a chorizo meatball,
yeah.
A heirloom tomato and burrata salad. We will not be getting that. A prime beef tartare and a French onion soup.
I've tried to like beef tartare, but I don't.
Or a charcuterie plate. Okay, those are our appetizers. But that's not, I don't care about anything. The only one I would care about is, I do love charcuterie. I do love me some charcuterie. That's why I like Hickory Farms and stuff like that. It's like, I love me some sausage and cheese, baby.
But so, I feel like why order that at a restaurant? Why not just, buy some salami at the grocery store and some cheese and, yeah, I don't see buying that at a restaurant. I've never seen the appeal of that.
Okay, but anyway. Because it's a Canadian restaurant, I also have our choice of Le Cellier Signature Poutine, which is fresh-cut French fries, Canadian cheddar, truffle, red wine reduction. The Le Cellier Beef Bourguignon Poutine, which is the same thing, but with a beef bourguignon. How do you say that? Bourguignon?
Basically like that.
Bourguignon gravy.
Beef bourguignon, yeah.
And a beef stir-fry poutine. So that we do also have poutine on offer. But let's get to the entrees.
Interesting. So like the beef bourguignon is served over French fries.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay.
With a Gruyere cheese. So Gruyere cheese, the beef bourguignon gravy, and garlic aioli and truffle.
I feel like I have a spider crawling down my face, but surely not.
But you don't. And don't call me Shirley. So here's our entrees. This is where the rubber meets the road, Adam. I've got a choice of a ribeye, a USDA prime ribeye.
Yeah.
A New York strip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. The ribeye comes with lemon-scented fingerling potatoes with caramelized onions and roasted shallot whiskey butter.
Fingerling potatoes always seem like a good idea until you get them on the plate, and then it's basically like a boiled potato generally.
Yeah, they're crap.
They're not generally very good. They sound so good. Fingerling potatoes drizzled with a lemon blanc, whatever, and it's like a boiled potato.
No, these are lemon-scented fingerling potatoes.
Or lemon-scented, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I really kind of want the ribeye, but I feel like I'm going to see what I can replace those fucking potatoes with. Yeah. All right, so New York strip comes with smoked cheddar, potato au gratin, au poivre sauce, an au poivre sauce, and crispy onions. Okay.
Oh, I do like an au poivre sauce.
The filet mignon comes with mushroom risotto, asparagus tomato relish, and truffle butter sauce.
That sounds interesting. I might be interested in that one.
The sustainable fish is today's sustainable fish selection with succotash, curry butternut squash puree, and jalapeno gel. And then a bison strip loin, which is celery root puree, butter braised carrots and turnips, roasted apples, cider reduction, and seasonal greens. Now,
I will say,
yes,
a butter braised any vegetable is also generally suck city.
I feel like what I'm going to do is I don't like the fingerling potatoes, but I do like the mushroom risotto. So I think I'll get the ribeye. But I'll ask if I can get the mushroom risotto that they serve with the filet.
I would be okay with the filet. Anytime I get steak, I don't know if this is unsophisticated or not, but if a steak doesn't have a sauce, and I know, I've heard you say this before, no, it's about the flavor of the steak.
Right.
I need some sort of sauce with a steak. I just do. Sorry. But I will generally get a horseradish sauce with any steak.
I always get the horseradish with prime rib, but not
any steak. I don't care what it is.
Keeping you and Zach, man. All right. So yeah, if it was just a regular steak,
if it has like a red wine reduction or something, I don't get horseradish
sauce.
I'm saying, Adam,
if it's just a regular steak, if it's just a steak, USDA choice, let's say choice, or even prime. If it's just a regular steak, then yeah, go for it. Absolutely go for the sauce, because there's nothing special other than this great cut of meat. There's nothing special about a filet mignon that is just a regular USDA prime filet mignon. That's it. The places where you wouldn't want to use a sauce is when you're dealing with dry aged steaks. And they will be called out separately. Like, this is a dry aged steak. And what that is they take the steaks and they put them in a cooler for a period of time.
Yeah, they let it mold for a year or two, and then they clean it off.
It's not a year. But there is a mold that grows on the outside of the steak, which has a flavor profile to it, the bacteria, and it has a flavor profile to it that radically changes the flavor of the steak. It's like putting umami in a steak, right? So that's the best way to think about it. It's like putting an undefined but super delicious kind of flavor into the steak. It takes a steak and it turns it up to 11, right? It's like, I'm going to give you the best possible flavor of this meat. And that's what dry aging does. And the problem with it is that bacteria will die the hotter you cook it. So that's why you never have a dry aged steak. You don't put sauce on it, A, and B, you don't cook it higher than medium rare. Medium rare is the absolute highest that you would ever cook that steak. And the reason for that is that it is very fucking expensive. So a dry aged filet mignon would be $108. It wouldn't be $59. And the reason that you're paying that $108 is for that bacteria. And if you're going to kill it, then you don't need to waste the money. That's the only reason that you don't do that. It's if you're going to put a sauce on it, you don't need to spend the money. You can just go get a regular filet and put the sauce on it.
I'd rather just get a regular filet.
Okay, and that's fine.
The other thing I think is, and I don't know this because I'm not certain if I've had a dry aged steak. I don't know if I have or not. But maybe the tomahawk steak that we had the other,
which is just a ribeye with the bone. It's just a ribeye with the bone.
I don't know, but it was expensive. Yeah. I don't, maybe it was dry aged. But anyway, I don't know. But I will say, I'm not certain that I love umami.
All right, umami. All right, it doesn't taste.
I'm not certain because no,
it doesn't taste like umami. I'm just saying that it's like, how do you describe umami?
Well, that's the thing I don't know, because they just say it's a savory flavor. But anytime you talk about adding umami, they always talk about adding dashi and seaweed and sea urchin and, you know, all of these things that are funky sea sort of flavored, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't like any of those things. So I get the feeling that umami is kind of a funky flavor. I also don't like blue cheese. I don't like funky things that taste like feet.
How are we friends? Okay, so for our sides, Adam, if we wanted some sides, we can get the Canadian cheddar cream spinach, the maple whiskey glazed Brussels sprouts. Absolutely.
I would do those.
Yes, absolutely getting that shit. Loaded Boursin mashed potato.
Or I'm good. I like a mashed potato.
Or a bacon smoked Gouda macaroni and cheese.
You know, there are a couple of things about Mark and I that are completely opposite. Mm-hmm. And in food, it's a problem because he loves sushi and Japanese and Asian and seafood and all this kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
And everything has got rice, and I hate all that stuff. and I like mashed potatoes. He hates mashed potatoes.
Hates it.
So it's like, I grew up, I'm a good old boy, grew up in the South. I want some mashed taters and, you know, meat and a roll and I'm good. You know, and he wants some kombu, dashi, you know, bonito flakes, whatever. It's very different palate that we have.
Well, it's like you and me, because I couldn't imagine.
I don't think it's so much. No, because you and I have eaten together.
We have.
And we like similar. We have similar palates.
All right. So from this, something.
I don't like blue cheese. Yeah, okay. And I don't like so red
good.
Wine.
So good.
I mean,
all right. So here's desserts. Here's our choice of desserts. You tell me which dessert you would pick. I'm only going to read the ones that I would pick. So I'm going to leave out all the chocolate ones because you know that I would never pick a chocolate one. Okay.
Yes, I know.
So here's my choices. Maple creme brulee. A warm pecan brown butter tart.
Okay.
Carrot cake.
Okay.
And strawberry brown butter panna cotta.
Oh, God.
I'm like...
I can eliminate one.
Which one?
The carrot cake.
I don't know. I do love a good carrot cake. But yeah, I would
eliminate the carrot cake.
Of those, because I could get one anywhere. Yeah.
I love a creme brulee, but I always order creme brulee, so I might put that at the bottom of my list. I would have to see what the pecan tart is. The pecan tart like a pecan pie, basically?
Maple ice cream, brown sugar, anglaise, whiskey caramel.
It's between that one and the panna cotta, I think.
The panna cotta is our seasonal dessert featuring fresh Florida strawberries, strawberry mousse, graham cracker streusel, and vanilla meringue.
I would probably go with the tart because the ice cream sounded really good.
Yeah, the ice cream does.
And but I do I like all three of those. Though I love a creme brulee. I love a creme brulee.
I've had their creme brulee. Yeah, I've had their creme brulee before. I do also love creme brulee, but at the same time,
I love a panna cotta as well.
I can get creme brulee anyway. They have a new Pluto cake at Epcot that I'm absolutely getting this Sunday if they still have it, and it has a honey mango thing in it. But it has a honey mango panna cotta around a white cake with some of the. It's like sounds really good, but it's a cool yellow looking cake that is in Pluto's flavor. You know, Pluto's colors.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's where I'm eating for my birthday, Adam. I'm eating there at the Le Cellier. I'm very fancy. I get to eat at the Le Cellier. And the glass of the Pinot Noir that I will be having with my meal is the Chapelet Russian River Valley Pinot Noir.
You've already selected the wine.
This Russian River Valley is my absolute favorite region for cabs and pinots. Is something about the soil and the atmosphere, you know, and the weather there, whatever. I don't know what it is, but Russian River Valley, yes, thank you very much. I will take those. That's where the Jack London estate is. That's where
you shouldn't be buying things from Russia anymore.
No, Russian River Valley. It's in California.
I don't know. Where is that?
It's in California. I love, anyway, this Chapelet Pinot Noir is $21 a glass, but it's delicious. I love it and absolutely getting it. I'm sure Zach is going to be getting the ice wine flight because he likes him some ice wine. Also, I just got a message from Gayish Mike who said, and I quote, oh, now I have to get to it. Oh, that's Diamond Club. Okay. You're on my calendar.
Oh, okay. You're as in you all are, or just you? Like he wants to see you.
You
personally.
You heard what I wrote to him. I said, "Hey, wanted to remind you that Adam and I will be returning from our cruise on July 3rd, and you promised dinner with us." And he said, "You're on my calendar." And I said, "Sweet."
Okay.
And now I'll hit him up later in the week to basically because I need to know where he wants to eat so we can get a hotel closer to that.
Oh, speaking of, I've got to reserve that hotel.
Yeah, the Hyatt.
How much did you say you paid? Because I think the price went up.
I paid $157 a night for the Hyatt Place. downtown.
Hyatt Place. Do you have an address?
I could find it.
And a date?
I could find it. Give me a moment.
Hyatt Place downtown.
Hyatt Place downtown.
Seattle. Hyatt.
May 25th. We're getting in Wednesday, May 25th.
May 25th.
Through the 27th. That is the day we leave.
Through the 27th.
And it is 110 6th Avenue North.
That pool doesn't look very nice. Let's see in that photo, but they weren't trying very hard.
You're going to go to the pool?
I mean, probably not, but I'm just, what? No, the cheapest there is, $230 a night.
I'm looking at mine.
Do you have a guest room king, one king bed?
Oh, okay. It was $197 a night.
$230 though, so it's gone up.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, I paid $460 for the.
I can get a city view for $245. I can get a.
We just got a king size non smoking room. I didn't care what the view was.
Two queen beds for $280.
Oh wow.
One king bed. Sure, $230. We'll reserve that. Why not?
That's what we. Yeah, after tax, that's what we. Because we ended up paying $460 for two nights, so yours will be higher.
Well, that's before tax. It yeah. says $230.
I know. So yours will be higher.
Well, I don't know. This is hotels.com. I don't know how they list the. I always use hotels.com for okay. whatever reason.
My taxes and fees were $65.86. But anyway, yeah, the Hyatt Place is where we're staying. And I haven't made a reservation for the Friday night. I ended up, I don't know, did I tell you I used Delta Miles for the flights?
I think you might have mentioned that.
Yeah.
Okay, just to confirm here, Hyatt Place, Seattle downtown, 110 6th Avenue North, Seattle, Washington, 98109.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, they're pool.
Checking in on Wednesday, May 25th, checking out Friday, May 27th.
Correct.
2022.
Yeah.
The price that they are quoting me is $535.08.
Well, that's with... $70 in fees and taxes and fees, yeah.
And you paid $430.
$460.
$460.
But that was for two night. Oh, yeah, same thing. So it doesn't matter. It's not, that has nothing to do with the number of people. Never mind. Same thing.
Oh, this is a non-refundable rate.
Yeah, mine was too.
How dare they?
I mean, the pool picture looks kind of dingy, but how do you take a, it's an indoor pool. So how do you take a good picture of an indoor pool?
I don't know.
That means in Seattle where it's always rainy and gross, you can go to the pool.
No, thanks. I don't want to protect this booking.
All right. Isn't hotels.com and Expedia owned by the same company? I feel like a whole bunch of those travel sites are all owned by the same people.
I just always use hotels. I don't know why. I just always use hotels. That's just who I use.
Let's see. Who
I'm
owns...
set in my ways.
Let's see what Expedia owns.
Okay. I know Cyclone's throwing out all these jokes about travel agents. I just want to say, I am not a travel agent.
You gotta
be.
So
anything I do now...
You're gonna
it may all change once I get my certification. I may know better ways of doing everything. Ugh.
Okay, so...
I'm now booked.
Expedia owns... Expedia, Egencia, Vinair, Trivago, Travelocity, Orbitz, HomeAway... And Pillow?
I'm booked, Daniel. I'm
Who
booked.
Who owns Hotel.com?
We are in the same hotel for okay. the 25th through the 27th.
We will not be in the same class of room on our cruise ship because, you know, I will have a 2-bedroom suite with a concierge.
Yeah.
I am manifesting it, Adam. I'm manifesting it.
Did you email Joe and tell him to
You were going to ask him about that.
Oh, was I?
Yeah, Joe Batanz doesn't talk to me.
I haven't talked to him. That's it. I haven't talked to
him. Yeah, no, you haven't. This was right after your last Geeky Gay.
No, we must have had a throwing down this week because...
No, it was...
No, we didn't. Yeah. We didn't.
It was... I just listened to Throwing Down last week, which is when it came out. And so you're going to be recording one this coming Tuesday, the 29th.
Yeah. I have to cook. I have to cook my dish. I haven't cooked it yet. I picked a dish that looks like baby vomit. It's a pork chop with a prune sauce.
That is baby vomit.
But I thought prunes have to be good. They're like a date. I mean, similar. I don't know if I've ever had a prune, but I would assume they're similar to dates.
It's been a long time since I've had a date. So.
Well, you're going on a date this weekend.
I wouldn't call that a date. That's my birthday trip.
But I mean, when you and Zach go out to dinner, it's a date.
Yeah, we went out to dinner with a couple last weekend, and they wanted to do an escape room. So we're doing an escape room with them in April.
I've never done an escape room.
No, I hadn't either. So we're doing, I guess, April 30th. Yeah, April 30th, we're doing an escape room. It'll be fun.
Mark and I are trying out. So we have a restaurant. We do a restaurant every week.
Yeah.
But we're getting kind of bored of that. We still do it, but we're really out of new restaurants. And so when we go on trips and stuff, it's cool because we get to try a new restaurant. But
yeah, you can have mushroom ravioli.
So we're doing a new thing where every month we take turns, and it's not necessarily a dinner. It's like a date, some date sort of thing, some new thing that we can do together. I can't think of it. Like, oh, we're going to take a cooking class or we're going to do whatever. So this month, we're doing Top Golf.
Oh.
So on Sunday, because that's when I get a reservation, we're going to do. And it's, I don't know, I've never done it before, but it's, you have booths. You get your own, like, booth.
Yeah.
And it's indoors, but it's a driving range. So the driving range is outside, but you're covered by a roof and everything.
You have a little, we have a Topgolf here. Yeah.
And then there's video screens playing TV and whatever, and sports, I'm sure, and stuff. And they have a restaurant, or they have, you know, like chicken strips.
You can order food. Yeah, you can order food. It's like Splitsville. You can order food. Yeah. They bring it out to your table.
So we're doing that on Sunday.
It's like that bowling alley that remember when we were staying at that hotel at Universal Cabana Bay and we rented the bowling alley
I do remember that.
And they would bring the food to the table. Like you would just sit down with the tablet and go like, yeah, I want this, this, and then they just bring it out to you. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's Topgolf. They do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I would imagine like a bowling alley basically where you order something and then. But anyway, but I was going to say maybe one of our date nights for one of our months, we can do an escape room.
Yeah, that would be. Well, Mike, here's my fear, because the other couple booked it and it's not far from our house. So they're going to come here first and then we're going to go there and on the 30th, which means I only have until the 30th to get my house presentable. Which, by the way, how much would you pay someone to rake and take away the leaves in your very small front yard? I feel like your and my front yard are similar sizes, although yours is only on a hill, but mine's not.
Only the front yard.
Yeah, just the front yard. How much would you...
I would imagine, I don't know, $50, $100, something like that.
$420.
Really?
To get the... Because we have two oak trees over our front yard that just... like shed all those leaves. Like our yard just looked like brown leaves.
Well, I've never paid anyone to rake leaves, so I don't have a frame of reference. But I remember back when I used to pay to get my lawn mowed.
Yeah.
It seems like it was about $50 a week.
You know what? I feel
for the
like,
whole yard.
I feel like we could have found some teenager in this neighborhood that would have done it for $100, right? It's like, yeah, oh shit. Yeah, I'll take $100. I'll do that. No, Adam, $420 to rake and take away the leaves out of our front yard. Highway robbery. I didn't even give a shit about it. Like I didn't
you can get, do it yourself.
Zach, well, we're not going to do it ourselves.
Well, you could. We do our yard work ourselves.
Although, if you're raking leaves in your yard, I will tell you what they did. They used leaf blowers to just...
I was going to say a lawnmower with a bag.
No, they used leaf blowers to collect all the leaves in one place. Then they put down a big tarp, one of those blue tarps, and then they blew the leaves onto the tarp, and then they picked up all four corners of the tarp and then dumped it into, you know, the garbage can or whatever, and then put the tarp back down and blew the rest of the leaves on it, and then all they had to do was just rake up the remnants around it or whatever. So, you know, I mean, it took them a while because there's a lot of leaves, but I feel like, yeah, we probably could have done that. We have a leaf blower. We have a tarp. We could have do that, but we didn't. I was just appalled, Adam. But then here's the thing that got me. I just spent like $200 and something on this mixer. Because you were like, oh, this is a mixer. It's a really cool mixer and everything. And I was like, oh, yeah, how much is it? $230. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. That'll be great. I'll just buy that. So my decision all came down to the point of, you know what? There are other things that you would spend $420 on and not even think about it twice. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Like I think, though...
Like a new 3D printer or a new something. It's like, oh yeah, how much is it? $400. Oh yeah, okay, I'll just buy that. But it's like, it just came down to the like, wait, what is my problem? It's like, because there are other areas where I would spend $400 and not care about it. But for some reason, I'm hung up on yard work, which I definitely don't want to do myself. I know I could, but I definitely don't want to do it myself. And
yeah, you used to build decks and do all kinds of stuff. I remember when you first started doing Dubious Intent, you were... At some point during the first year of Dubious Intent,
yeah,
you went to your old house. It was a rental property and built a deck or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have done manual labor.
I have, but that's not raking. Oh, raking leaves is just the worst. It's the worst fucking thing. I would rather mow the yard than rake leaves. That's just, ugh. Because
you could use a lawnmower with the mulching and then a bag and.
Yeah, but it fills up every 3 feet. So you just have to keep. I mean, we have two huge oak trees that like shed all their leaves into our yard. It doesn't matter. It's done. It's finished. It's done. It's already happened. They've already come and done the leaves and left. So it doesn't matter.
It's worth it. If it's not something you want to do, it's totally worth it. And I feel like. Maybe here it would be a little bit cheaper, but I don't know. I've never paid anyone to rake.
And so I feel like, that was one of the lower quotes, right? Another guy like quoted us like 500 and something. But, and the stupid thing is like last year, somebody did it for like 150. So it's like suddenly now it's like 400. Anyway.
Inflation.
Here's the
inflation.
Thing. Here's the thing. I'm realizing, Adam, I'm going to share with you things that I've learned from getting old that you don't have to learn yourself. Because you can benefit from my wisdom, Adam. You can benefit from my mistakes. I feel like the whole $420 hang up thing, I felt like I was being like my parents, where they're like, what are you talking about? Candy bar should cost a nickel. I'm not going to give you a dollar for a fucking candy bar. That candy bar should only cost a nickel. It's like, I'm being that guy, right? I'm just like, I'm valuing something in my brain at a much lower price because I remember it from a long time ago being a different price. So don't be your parents, Adam. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't be
your
parents.
I don't think I'm cheap. I mean,
no, you're not.
I think I just pay whatever people charge.
I mean, it was very
obvious. I'm like, oh, $1,000, okay.
It was very sure. generous of you to buy the chef's table for Zach and I. I really do appreciate that. That was very generous of you. But the other thing that I was going to say, oh shit, I already forgot what it was. I don't even remember what it was, Adam. I was going to say, don't be your parents.
You said that though.
I know. And then I had another point, which has just zipped out of my brain and I no longer have it. So, you know what? I feel like it's probably time. It's probably time, Adam.
Is it?
Yeah. You're eating a brownie. Maybe even multiples.
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
They have a cookie brownie on the menu.
Yeah.
That I love so much.
Okay. Did you order that from Domino's?
I did, yeah.
Here's the thing that I always order from Domino's. Like, I would do it right now if you know, them showing up wouldn't wake Zach up. Is those cinnamon twist bread things with the icing.
Yeah.
And you get the extra thing icing. And have you ever gotten the extra icing from Domino's and then used it for your pepperoni and mushroom pizza?
No, I have not.
You haven't lived. You haven't lived, Burns. You haven't lived until actually,
here's what we did. We ordered a Hawaiian pizza, a thin crust, because yeah. I really like the thin crust at Domino's.
Now, is Domino's Hawaiian ham, pineapple, and onion, or just ham and pineapple?
No, you know what they put? They put red peppers on it.
Oh, okay.
So it's Canadian bacon, pineapple, and red pepper.
Oh.
And it may have bacon as well. I don't know. But anyway, I don't remember. But it's good. But I like their thin crust. I really like their crispy thin crust. So we got that.
Yeah.
Just one. And but I also wanted some chicken. And they had these chicken wings.
Yeah.
Not really wings. More of a, like a chicken bite.
Yeah.
But they have garlic parmesan sauce, melted cheese on top of them, tomato and bacon. I know you don't like tomatoes.
Oh, I know. Those are those little chicken pizzas. Yeah, they like make a barbecue one with barbecue sauce and bacon.
It was like it was so good.
So they like cook it like a bacon, but it's basically chicken strips with toppings on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The chicken was very tender, and then I got the brownies because...
Yeah. I'm telling you, you're missing... You should have gotten the cinnamon twists.
We ate... And then Mark, after we finished eating,
yeah,
he says, shit, it's Friday. And we totally both forgot. I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. He's like, what are we having for dinner? And I said, oh, what about pizza? He's like, oh, that's great. And then we finished eating. He's like, crap.
It's Friday.
I wasn't supposed to eat.
What's he supposed to eat on Friday?
No meat. Seafood or vegetarian.
I mean, seafood is meat.
Well, I mean, whatever. I mean, no, it's no land animals. I don't know. I don't know the rule. I'm not a Catholic, but I know he can have seafood or vegetarian.
I feel like an early pope was like a fisherman and just wanted to sell more fish or something.
I don't know. That's why, you know, that's why this time of year, all the fast food places bring out their fish sandwich. You know, like Wendy's, for instance, doesn't normally have a fish sandwich, but Lent, they have a fish sandwich.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I have had a Wendy's fish. I've had a fish sandwich from pretty much everywhere. You know whose fish sandwich is totally, what am I trying to say? When the underrated, you know, whose fish sandwich is underrated?
No.
Arby's. Arby's actually has a really good fish sandwich.
I don't know if you knew this, Daniel, but I don't like fish.
Or red wine.
I will say this.
Uh-huh.
Fish sandwiches and fish sticks, like the kind of the frozen fish sticks that you get at...
No,
you
know, I know what you're... Gordon's Fisherman, yeah.
Morton's, sure.
Yeah.
There are Gordon's.
Gordon's, yeah. With a T, Gordon's.
They're actually the least fishy fish you could ever have.
Yeah, they're cod.
Is a fish sandwich or from a fast food place or a fish stick.
Do you know what I had the other night at the restaurant that we went to with the other couple?
I do not. Was it a mushroom ravioli?
You're so hung up on this mushroom. Just by show of hands of people who are still awake in the chat room, is mushroom ravioli like this crazy weird thing that no one's ever heard of? It's like I feel like that's fairly common in higher end restaurants, the mushroom ravioli. I want to show you this, Adam.
Show me.
I'm working on it. I got to find the thing to share. All right, this was a Chilean sea bass that I had at Seasons 52 last Saturday.
It looks great, but I don't like fish, so I wouldn't like it, but it looks good.
That was the sweet potato casserole thing as a side.
I love a sweet potato casserole.
Well, that's just a random bottle of wine.
And then an SD card for some strange reason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just going back through my photos here, just looking at stuff.
Is there anything is there any like dick pics or anything that are gonna like just?
No, I use my filters to hide those.
Okay.
Oh, this was good. That was a dessert.
What is it? It looks good.
I don't even remember. It was like a deconstructed peach cobbler or something. That was good. That was very good.
Oh, is that pork?
No, that was a tenderloin or something.
That's pork. Yeah, a pork tenderloin.
Yeah, but I feel like I wouldn't have gotten it rare.
That's pork. It
was beef. Okay, well.
No, that's not beef.
Probably have trichinosis then. That's not beef.
That's not a thing anymore, you know? That's why they can serve it pink. They've basically eradicated that in the U.S.
This was a wine flight that I got.
They all look the same, Daniel. I guess.
Shit. All right. Look at this. Look at this. You probably can't. It'll be choppy as hell for you. But these are birds that fly in right over your head in Animal Kingdom. So they'll come right over your head.
Yeah, I've seen that show. They live in a house somewhere far across the thing. And then once a day or twice a day, they fly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, that was a bread pudding.
Is that a bread pudding?
That was a bread pudding dessert. Oh, this was it. No, this wasn't Ruth Chris, was it? Yeah, this was Ruth Chris.
I don't really care for raisins, and it looked like it had raisins in it, but.
Look at that, Adam. Look at that, Adam. On February 1st, we had 1,000 subscribers on my award-winning YouTube channel, WDW Aristocrafts. All right.
Oh, Kyle? Kyle is in the chat room.
That's bullshit. Kyle's not in the fucking chat room.
Well, somebody with a screen name, Gayish Kyle.
No, it's not him. No, Mike is going to go to dinner with us. Kyle's not going to dinner with us. Kyle is like wants nothing to do with it.
I mean, I feel like Kyle is invited.
Oh, I would love it if Kyle was there, but no, Kyle's not going to go. Kyle's going to be like...
Kyle was not in the chat room. The only reason we didn't invite Kyle is because he wasn't in the chat room. No,
don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. This is the thing.
I just said he's a little flakier than Mike, so he probably wouldn't show up, is what I said.
Yeah, we don't know where to stay in Seattle, though. I mean, we know where to stay before the cruise, but we don't know where to stay after the cruise. I feel like I want to be closer to the airport so I don't have to get up stupid early to get to the airport on Saturday.
You could stay at the gay bathhouse.
Is it close to the airport?
I don't believe so.
Oh, well, then that would be a bad place to stay.
I don't believe it is.
I mean, we have a bathhouse here I could stay at.
But it's cheaper than a hotel, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So, wanted to... It's also, you know, has what, like a trash bag for a bed sheet and
yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You leave with the free helping of crabs. You know, all you can eat crabs at the bathhouse.
It's a crab buffet at the old bathhouse. All right. Well, thank you everybody for being here on my birthday weekend. I do appreciate it. Yeah. I think it's time to say goodnight, Adam.
All right. Goodnight, Adam.
I have to get up in the morning and edit shit. So good night, everyone. And have a happy, happy birthday weekend. I mean, you know, it won't be as fabulous as mine, but, you know, nonetheless, have a happy birthday weekend. And that's it. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm hung up from the stream.
I think I am not yet. I have to figure out.
You're still there. You're still in the Discord.
There's a hang up. There's the hang up button. All right. I'm no longer on the.